After building a 2-0 lead, Vancouver couldn't keep Atletico Ottawa at bay, in a game that saw the visitors claw their way back to a 2-2 draw at Willoughby Community Park Friday. Vancouver would open the scoring in the 13th minute, which ironically came from a bit of Ottawa misfortune. After a great run down the right flank by Kunle Dada Luke, he whipped in a dangerous ball, one that would bounce off Ottawa's Loic Cloutier, who stood by helplessly as the ball rolled in for the own goal. Vancouver would respond with a perfectly timed goal. On a great corner from Vasco Fry, he found Emmerich Fotzing at the back post, and the youngster headed the ball into the bottom corner with accuracy to make it 2-0 right before the break. On the other side of halftime, Ottawa's constant pressure would lead to them finding their first goal in the 55th minute, and it had come from the foot of Dos Santos. This time, he'd be the provider, finding Salter with a beautiful cross into the box, one that Salter easily turned into the goal with his left foot to cut Vancouver's lead to 2-1. Ottawa found an equalizer in the 64th minute. After a great ball from Manny Aparicio to Salter, Salter would find himself denied on his breakaway attempt, but the rebound would then fall to Rodriguez, who'd slot the ball into an empty net to make it 2-2. Vancouver almost gave their fans something to cheer about in the third minute of stoppage time, as Mehdi Essoussi whipped in a perfect ball on a free kick, but his bouncing ball would bounce off the post and stay out, much to the relief of Ottawa's defenders. Ottawa would almost make them pay for that miss, as Monty Patterson fired a shot from distance, one that would deflect off Rodriguez and dribble into the net for what seemed to be a late winner, but the goal would be ruled out for a foul in the build-up. Then, in the 6th minute of stoppage time, Salter had a glorious chance off a free kick, but he headed just wide on the final action of the game, as Ottawa's late push was unable to yield a dramatic finish. Wednesday, June 4, the Eagles will travel to Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg, to play Valor. Their next home game is June 15 against Forge.